Hey, today we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Arla, and we are learning Mishnayos Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, and these two Mishnayos actually work very well together, because Mishnah Yud Beis is really just a direct continuation of Mishnah Yud Aleph, and the case that they discuss is a case that should sound familiar from Mishnayos we've learned recently, and that is where you have some mutter yeast and some usher yeast that falls into a dough and creates a leavening of that dough. The question, though, the change, though, over here is that whereas previously in Mishnayos Ches and Tes, we were talking about where there was enough chulin yeast to impact the dough all by itself and enough truma yeast to impact the dough all by itself, over here we're talking about where there wouldn't have been enough of either one on its own. It's only in combination that the two yeasts impact the dough. So let's say, for example, you have a dough that a little bit of chulin yeast and a little bit of truma yeast fall in, and now the dough becomes chametz. The dough leavens, it rises. So do we assume that it has the status of truma, because without the truma yeast it would not have risen? Or do we assume that no, it does not have the status of truma, because the truma yeast alone never would have made that dough rise? So that is a machlokes in our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, sa'ar shel chulin v'shel truma shenafel l'toch isa. If you have sa'ar, a sourdough of chulin, sourdough of truma, falls into a dough of regular chulin, neither the chulin nor the truma sourdough on their own would have created chimutz. They combine together and they create chimutz in combination with each other. So what are we paskin? Rabbi Eliezer Omer achar ha'acharon aniba. Rabbi Eliezer says we go with the last one. If the truma was the one that fell in last, then that's the one that's viewed to have created the chimutz, and if the chulin was the one that fell in last, that's the one that's considered to have created the chimutz. So if the truma fell in last, it could only be eaten by kohanim. If the chulin fell in last, it could even be eaten by Yisrael, by a non-Kohen. The Achronim explain over here that when Rabbi Lazar says Achar ha'achron aniba, that's not always the case. Meaning, if Chulin fell in last, yes, it's true that it's Chulin, but that's only if the Truma was removed by the time the Chulin fell in. Meaning, the Truma yeast fell in, it started the leavening process, but it's not enough to finish the leavening process. You then remove the Truma yeast, and then Chulin yeast falls in and finishes the leavening process, that's when it's going to be mutter. But if the truma stays there while the leavening is happening, then it's going to be usser. And certainly, if the truma goes in last and creates the leavening, that's for sure going to be usser. Because Rabbi Lezer is of the shita that ze vize goreim is usser. That when you have two causes of something that work in concert with each other, in combination with each other, that creates an isser. It's only the only case that's going to be mutter is if the truma is not even there at the time that the chulin is being goreim, the leavening of the dough. Whereas v'chacham omrim bein shenafel isur b'tchila bein besof li'olamein osur hachiebo k'tei l'chametz. The chacham say no. The only way an isur is going to impact the dough is if the isur alone could have impacted the dough. This is the sheet of the chacham that zev ze goreim is mutter. That if you have two factors that impact something, but they only impact in combination, each one on their own would not have had that impact. That's what we call a zevizagorim. Zevizagorim is mutter. This is a discussion that you have, I believe, in the second part of Maseches Pesachim, where we talk about zevizagorim, because it talks about the iser of any iser could be. But let's say you have an oven that is treif, and the firewood that you use is there's no iser involved, or vice versa. You have a kosher oven, but the firewood that you use is wood of asherah or something like that. So the combination of the heat that comes from the wood and the heat that's maintained by the oven itself creates the baking of that, you know, enables the dough to be baked. So that's where you have such a discussion about zevizagorim. So over here also, this is a discussion about zevizagorim. Is zevizagorim asur, or is zevizagorim mutter? So Mishnah Yud Beis tells us that Yoezer ish habira, Yoezer, who was someone who worked in the bira, the bira means the Beis HaMikdash, so Hayumi Talmidei Beis Shammai, he was one of the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai, and he said that Sha'alti Yisrael Gamliel HaZaken, Amud B'Shar HaMizrach, that I once had the opportunity to ask ask Rav Gamliel HaZaken, who was by the eastern gate of the Harabayis. So I had a chance to talk to him, meaning that he was the head of the Sanhedrin. He's a big Talmud Chacham. So when you get to work in the Beis Hamikdash, you get to have access to big Talmud Chachamim, right? That's very often a perk of the job when you get to work in yeshiva or something like that, where you're just constantly running into Talmidei Chachamim, so you get to talk and learning with them. So here he was from the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai. So normally the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai wouldn't be interacting necessarily with Rav Gamliel HaZaken, but he worked by the Beis Hamikdash. So he asked Rav Gamliel HaZaken, and he asked this question about Zevizagorim. Va'amar li'olamein oser achei bokadei l'chametz. And Rav Gamliel HaZaken said that the Truma sourdough is not going to answer the dough unless independently on its own it would have been able to be machmitz the dough. But if we're only zevizegorim, if the truma needs the chulin sourdough in order to impact the dough, then it would not be enough to aser, because zevizegorim lahalacha is mutter. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Yud Aleph we learned the initial machlokas when you have two sourdoughs, two sets of yeast, truma and chulin, and neither of them alone could have made the impact, but in combination they make the impact. The Rabbi Lezer says that we follow the later one, which really means zevzegorim is going to be aser. When we say that we follow the later one, there is one case if chulin fell in last and the truma is still there, it's still going to be aser. It's only if chulin fell in last and the truma is not there that it's going to be mutter. And the Chachamim say that zevzegorim is mutter. Therefore, it doesn't matter which one fell in last. They're both the dough is going to be mutter. And then in Mishnah Yud Beis, we said that Yoaz Rishabira was from the Talmid of the Beis Shammai, and he asked Rav Gamliel this very shaila. And Rav Gamliel said that zevzegorim is in fact mutter. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Yud Gimel.